This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Kathleen Barrett. Last name, Barrett. B for boy, A for apple, R, E for Europe, T for Tom. First name, Kathleen. C for Charlie, A for apple, T for Tom, H for house, L for Larry, E for Europe, N for Nancy. Dress date is March 4, 2024, period, new paragraph. She is a 75-year-old female patient who is here for pre-op evaluation and in relation to the renal stone on the left side where she will require surgery and or lithotripsy. Lithotripsy. L for Larry, I for India, T for Tom, H for house, O, T for Tom, R, I for India, P for Peter, S for Sam, Y. Period. New paragraph. On questioning, patient denies having any chest pain, chest tightness, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort. Period. She has been becoming progressively short of breath, and her functional capacity has decreased significantly, so that now she thinks she may be able to walk a block before getting short of breath, period. So shortness of breath on walking a block, period. She also is reporting edema of feet in last 4 weeks, period. The right side is somewhat more than the left side, period. She was in the hospital in relation to the renal stone on February 17, 2024, and about 4 days later she was discharged, period. One day prior to discharge, she had a shortness of breath and some rattling, R-A-T for Tom, T for Tom, L for Larry, I for India, N for Nancy, G, in the lungs, and X-ray done at that time showed mild congestive heart failure, which has shown improvement in a way that her shortness of breath at rest has subsided, period. No extra palpitation or cough with expectoration, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem. G capital, period. I for India capital, period, problem. New paragraph. Past history. History of hypertension for 35 years, period. History of hypercholesterolemia for 3 years, period. No history of any diabetes, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem other than renal stone as mentioned above, for which she was hospitalized in mid-February 2024, period. New paragraph. Allergy none, period. New paragraph. Social history. She does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Family history. Father died at the age of 72 due to heart problem, and mother died at the age of 73 due to heart problem, period. New paragraph. Personal history. She is 5'9" tall, and her weight is 202 pounds, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, sinuses, or clubbing, period, no JVP, period. Edema, 2 out of 4 on the right side, and 1.5 out of 4 on the left side, period. No Hohmann sign or lymphadenopathy, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except right dorsalis pedis, which are 2x4, and left dorsalis pedis, 3x4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. Nipperograph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 130/130/0/76 millimeters of mercury, period. Nipperograph. Cardiovascular system exam. BMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic leak and a ejection systolic murmur 2x6 in the left lower parasternal area, period. No S3, period. No S4, period. And no other significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. EKG, normal sinus rhythm, period. The heart rate is 88 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. The analysis. This patient has a significant shortness of breath, which has been progressing over the last few months, period. In view of this finding, and with the history of E. coli infection in the hospital about 2 weeks ago, plus finding of congestive heart failure in the hospital, it was felt that a echocardiogram should be done to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy and myocardial function, plus to evaluate for any valvular lesion, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, U, L for Larry, A for Apple, R, lesion, period. Also, to evaluate for possibility of ischemic cardiomyopathy, patient will need IV Lexi scan, cardiolite scan, to evaluate for myocardial ischemia. Lexi scan, L for Larry, E for Europe, X, I for India, S for Sam, C for Charlie, A for Apple, and for Nancy. Lexi scan, cardiolite scan, period. The pros and cons of the above workup were explained to the patient and her sister in detail, which they understood well and they agreed, period. In the meantime, she is advised to continue her medicine and do some basic blood tests, including chemistry 7 and BNP, B for boy, N for Nancy, P for Peter, period. She's asked to continue same medicine as before, and that is Atenolol, A for Apple, T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, O, L for Larry, O, L for Larry, and Lipitor, L for Larry, I for India, P for Peter, I for India, T for Tom, O, R, period. New paragraph. The initial impression, number one, progressive shortness of breath. Probably due to number two, probable ischemic cardiomyopathy, next line, number three, hypertension for 35 years, next line, number four, hypercholesterolemia, period, next line, number five, congestive heart failure 2 weeks ago, next line, number six, E. coli infection while in the hospital 2 weeks ago, next line, number seven, the left renal stone causing the acute obstruction requiring left-sided nephrostomy tube. nephrostomy, N for Nancy, E for Europe, P for Peter, H, R, O, S, T for Tom, O, M for Mary, Y, tube, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.